psychotronic generators are devices for sucking life force out of any living being, unlike orgone generators, which only take a small amount of life force out of the atmosphere and not out of living things. They can be designed to take massive amounts, if not all the life force, out of all living things, full stop. Orgone generators suffer from DOR, deadly orgone radiation, so the Fukushima accident has made the orgone in the atmosphere deadly to all living things, so orgone generators will kill you. Read the research of Reich to find that even tiny amounts of radiation in the presence of orgone turn it into deadly orgone radiation that kill humans. So orgone generators have been made obsolete by the Fukushima incident because now the atmosphere is too poisoned, full stop. Psychotronic generators get round this because they take life force out of humans, animals, and plants, full stop. Scientists may state that life force doesn't exist, but it's patently obvious that when something is dead, it is different than when it is alive. And Victorian scientists found there was a weight loss between a corpse and a living person. They put them in a sealed chamber, and when they died, the sealed chamber was weighed, and they found that it was at least 2 ounces in weight loss, even though there was no way the weight loss could have occurred, because the dying person, who was just on their deathbed about to die, was put in a sealed chamber. The sealed chamber was weighed. They then died, and they found there was a 2 ounce difference. We know from Einstein that E equals mc squared, energy equals mass times the speed of light squared, so that 2 ounces of energy is equivalent to a nuclear weapon, an atomic weapon. So there's a vast amount of energy released. Now it's obvious that this energy is not in the physical body, in that the physical body still remains after death and then slowly rots. But this energy is in the biophysical body, the energy used by remote viewers in the DIA, Defense Intelligence Agency, Stargate program to bilocate in order to look at distant objects, secret bases, in order to go into the brains of targets, in order to try and control them by remote influencing or take information out of their brain. And this is all done via the supplementary motor area, so one can see that remote viewers have more life force than normal people, and the more life force you have, the more psychic powers you exhibit. So the Defense Intelligence Agency documents from 1975 on parapsychology stated under psychotronic generators that psychotronic generators took the life force out of living things in small amounts in the Pavlito design, which was very crude, and this life force could then be reflected, conducted, refracted into a normal person who had no psychic powers, and this would then give that person psychic powers. One can now see a mechanism. The life force pumps up the biophysical body of the non-psychic to the point where they have a psychic's biophysical body, can bilocate, and therefore exhibit psychic powers. On the website are the DIA documents from 1975, Defense Intelligence Agency, which is the intelligence service of the Pentagon, which show that in the 70s, the Pentagon was sure that psychic capability was a weapon of war and that it posed a threat to the United States. We now know in 2013 that the Soviets spent $500 million in the 80s developing psychic warfare, and that psychic warfare was developed by the US military, Defense Intelligence Agency, and the Stargate program. And now Tim Riefat, as a scientist, has gone through all their findings, developed the field equations and a mathematical physics basis for this research to turn it from a qualitative to a quantitative science. This has allowed him to improve on the psychotronic generators used by the Russians, which were basically torsion field generators that squeezed the energy body of a victim and sucked the energy out. These being developed at Tomsk University. Information supplied to Tim Riefat by a professor at Sheffield, given stolen Russian documents by the MOD translated from the Russian, were given to him because the professor at Sheffield couldn't make head nor tail of them. Tim Riefat, of course, having information from the deputy head of the psychic warfare program, KGB directorate, involved in it, could put all the pieces together as a full remote viewer, remote sensor, telepath. He could then go into the minds of Russians and find out all the missing pieces. And he then developed and trademarked psychotronic generators for public use. The $750 fee or $1,000 fee by PayPal will give you 1,000 people's worth of life force. This means that 7 million lucky clients have access to this technology, and that 7 million lucky clients can become not only young, healthy, and successful in all their monetary ventures, but can also develop psychic powers, because 1,000 human worth of life force pumped into their biophysical body pushes them over the threshold so that they automatically develop psychic powers such as remote viewing, remote sensing, and remote influencing. This, of course, enables the use of all the technology shown in the Defense Intelligence Agency documents to be used by any of our clients. So you'll see in the documents that ESP is stated as a weapon of war. So with 1,000 humans worth of life force, you can log on to the website, access the psychotronic generator computer network, and then type in the name of any person you wish to automatically scan, type it in, and then automatically whatever secrets they have will start appearing in your subconscious. As you've seen from The Forbidden Planet, which was all about psychotronic generators in a film sci-fi type form, we had an alien race that developed psychotronic generators and built a whole planet full of them. They then had a computer network to boost the intelligence of the alien to access the psychotronic generator network, and that the drawback of the system was that the consciousness of the alien, as is in humans, is not conscious, but it is subconscious and unconscious. Let's explain this. Researchers found that the conscious mind is at least a tenth of a second behind what you do. So obviously the subconscious, unconscious mind, when you pick up an object, do anything, is actually doing it, and the conscious mind, the electrical signals in the cortex, are 0.1 of a second at least, a tenth of a second, behind what you're actually doing. This means that your true consciousness is not in your conscious mind, but it's actually in the subconscious, unconscious mind. In the Forbidden Planet film from 1956, this was called the Monster of the Id. This, of course, is situated in the limbic system in humans, in that everything you do is controlled not from the cortex, which is the conscious part, but from the limbic system, the emotional part of your brain, and you rationalize what you do after the limbic system has made the decision to do it. Therefore, one can see that humans are primarily emotional beings who have emotional programming and act subconsciously or unconsciously, and then rationalize their actions afterwards. One can see that all occult, shamanistic, metaphysical pursuits are aimed at making a bridge between the conscious, subconscious, and unconscious minds, so that you get your totality of consciousness, in that the true consciousness is unconscious, subconscious, and Castaneda calls this silent knowledge, so that it's non-verbal, it's just pure awareness. So when you download via the computer system the mind of the target, so for example, you just type in, give me all the secrets of the Rothschilds, the information will not appear in your conscious mind as the Rothschild speaking into your brain, which of course will be detrimental if you think about it, because in fact you have voices in your head and be suffering from schizophrenia. You in fact get silent knowledge, which is total apprehension of what they are doing as intuition, and then all you need to do is train your conscious mind to take a back seat, so that the conscious mind, which is jabbering on with useless garbage, basically Twitter twatting, is to be ignored, and the unconscious subconscious mind, which has direct apprehension of reality and can uptake ESP, telepathy, as I've written about in my third book, Remote Viewing and Sensing for Managers, this information is directly downloaded into your unconscious subconscious, and then of course comes into your conscious mind, and all you have to do is get rid of the filters in your conscious mind, which are basically in the limbic system thalamus, and all you do in order to get knowledge from other people is just to start switching off the jabber, relaxing, putting your feet up, having a cup of tea or a beer or coffee, and the information you gain from the psychotronic generator network will seep, rather like mental osmosis, into your mind's eye. So that avoids the problem of telepaths who want direct apprehension of what the target is thinking about. You can actually access that by just typing in conscious voices of what the target is thinking about, but then you want to give it an on-off switch, so you don't have their jabbering in your head non-stop. So you can actually see that using the psychotronic generator network, there are actually no secrets that can't be sucked out of the mind of any human, and that national security as we know it does not exist now that psychotronicgenerator.com exists. So you can see the motive for the British government trying to, first of all, try and put me away for life in a mental hospital, and now trying to kill me with microwave bioweapons, etc. One can also see that remote viewing, the ability to see distant places, isn't something where the imagery comes into your conscious mind, it comes into your subconscious, unconscious mind, so that you have intuitions, you have information of any location, but you have to train your conscious mind to actually see it. So the computer network can do that for you. Just type in, get rid of filters in the conscious mind that block out my bilocation information from my subconscious, unconscious, and then that will automatically do it for you. So the good thing about the psychotronic generator network is that it automatically does these things for you without you having to spend decades training yourself to do so. One can see that the next thing the DIA were looking at was remote viewing. One can see that psychotronicgenerator.com acts as a cybernetic, synergistic augmenter of remote viewing, and that you've, if you have attended any remote viewing courses, and you'll find that you've had very little success in remote viewing, with psychotronicgenerators.com, you can actually raise yourself to expert remote viewer status just by putting in the parameters of your capability into the system. Remember, you've got 1,000 humans worth of life force in your biophysical body, which gives you remote viewing capability. Remember, the protocols, the algorithms for doing remote viewing have automatically been downloaded into the quartz crystals of the psychotronic generator network by Tim Riefat, the leading remote viewer in Europe, if not the world. And this, of course, will enable you to be aware of everything that happens around you. And more importantly, since Tim Riefat is the leading precognitive remote viewer on the planet, will allow you to look into future realities and see the timeline where you succeed and where things always go right for you. To put this into context, this isn't where you always make the most money. Why? Well, the only prerequisite in life is honoring the threat, surviving. So there might be a timeline where you make loads and loads and loads of money, but like Steve Jobs, die of cancer. Or a timeline like Berezovsky's, the Jewish gangster who was heading the MI6 attack on Russia, who made $3 billion out of stealing from the Russians, but then made a wrong turn by trying to assassinate Putin, and found out that the Russian state was more powerful than the British government in MI6, and was actually slaughtered by torsion field technology in his own Ascot house. Or, for example, you might be the Duke of Kent, who rules the Freemason worldwide network that basically controls all the wealth in the world outside of Russia, North Korea, China, etc., who, of course, had his brain fried to give him a stroke by torsion field technology. And in fact, he has all this power and money, but is totally a torture toy of those who control torsion field assassination technology. So you can actually see that all that matters is honoring the threat, protecting yourself. So most importantly, the most important aspect of psychotronicgenerator.com is that with 1,000 people's worth of life force, you then get programmed into the quartz computers. Remember, Tim Riefat has bilocated into quartz crystals to download the information, not only to protect himself against microwaves, bioweapons, radiation, physical assault, bankruptcy, but also has downloaded all the protocols and algorithms for protecting himself against the American and NATO psychic attack, which has been trying to kill him since 1996, has downloaded all the occult warfare psychic protection programs to protect him from the demons sent against him by the Rothschilds and the Queen, who was put in hospital by having a life force sucked out of her so that her body catastrophically succumbed to a minor infection. And we know that these demons have been sent non-stop to kill or drive mad Tim Riefat with no effect. So obviously, the most important aspect of psychotronicgenerator.com is that you get all the protocols for full spectrum protection
of yourself powered by 1,000 life force humans. Now, if you're being attacked by the Chinese, who might have 50,000 psychic warfare agents, remember they trawled the country for children who displayed psychic powers and put them into special programs. This was also done in North Korea. We know the Russians depended upon adult psychics, rather like Kalugina, who was a telekinetic and could move things around. We know that if you're attacked by 50,000 Chinese who are integrated via the computer network and then have their psychic powers boosted via the torsion field generated by servers and can act to a nanosecond, attuned and programmed by the computer network, then of course psychotronicgenerator.com will not protect you against 50,000 Chinese psychics. You'd have to buy another 50 client-based $750 services in order to get up to the energetic mass of the Chinese, and you need at least probably 100,000 life force to outweigh the Chinese psychic warfare military machine. But since none of my public clients will be attacked by the Chinese state military, then that shouldn't be an issue. If you're a Pentagon general or the Rothschilds or a NATO general or an IMF chief, then of course this is an issue. Now, we know that the Chinese, according to the Russian deputy psychic warfare chief who contacted me, had a computer game where they chased Bush, that's the second Bush, around a computer maze in order to get him, and they synchronized their psychics using this simple game. One can actually see that there's been tremendous development of psychic warfare technology, which was given to the Chinese, thankfully, by the KGB. This was information was given to me by the Konstantin, the deputy of the Russian psychic warfare KGB directorate, and fall of the Soviet Union in 89. All the research was given to the Chinese, and we know the Chinese have been developing this en masse. And it is not coincidental that China is about to become the world's leading hyperpower. Its economy is about to expand beyond that of the United States. And it's not a coincidence that the European Union is imploding in economic penury because the Chinese are using this psychotronic generator warfare as the secret weapon behind their informational warfare campaign. I know for sure that I'm not on the Chinese list of enemies because no Chinese psychic warfare group has impinged upon my consciousness for at least a decade. We know that there's a state of rapprochement between myself and the Chinese, so we're not seen as enemies, but work as friends in a synergistic manner, so that anyone who joins my psychotronic generator network should be under no misapprehension that the computer network will work to attack Chinese personages, because, of course, the consciousness running the psychotronic generator network, Tim Riefat, is the super user who defines what exists. For $750, you simply get the ability to control your personal life, the people around you in business and in your job, the people you interact with, friends, family, and doesn't give you carte blanche to use it as a tactical tool to go off assassinating enemies of the United States or NATO, because at present there is a state of war between myself and the United States and NATO In this war, it is not enabled for the enemies of the United States and NATO to be attacked by the psychotronic generator network, just defining what's available. We know that military clients in Brazil, Argentina, Venezuela, India, South Africa, Malaysia, Indonesia, etc., who are outside of the US NATO gangster bankster culture, are recommended to become military clients of the psychotronic generator network to counter insurgency, to counter political disputes within their country, funded by America and NATO NWOs, to cause instability. So we know that BRIC countries are fully enabled to use this technology for all military purposes, and all corporations can use this to destroy any other corporation, or in order to increase profits and revenues. So we know that corporate warfare is totally enabled from whatever country you want. So if you're a corporation that wishes to become totally dominant, psychotronic generator technology is a must-have for your business, and of course will enable you to control the market. As you can also see, the incorporation of psychotronic generator network in your products, customers and clients will have a tremendous increase in your profit margins. This can be discussed with corporate clients if and when they decide to contact us. We know that psychotronic generators can be used to produce telekinesis. In the DIA documents, you find that Kalugina could move things around. So this, of course, enables movement of the capillaries in the Duke of Kent's head. So they burst and he gets a stroke. This enables the movement in the nerve endings in the heart of any victim, for example, Berezovsky, to give him a heart attack. So we know that telekinesis can now be used in tactical manners to damage the health of anyone you wish. So if you've got 1,000 units of life force, this enables you to start damaging the health of your enemies, so there is no need for our clients to turn the other cheek. As Christians do, you only turn the other cheek so you can kick them in the face again. So my motto is turn the other cheek after you've kicked one side of their face in, and then kick the other side of their face in. This is my anti-Christian ideology, which is honoring the threat and getting even with anybody who impinges upon you. So when I go out, I'm always giving the death touch to all MI5 agents I come into contact with, and basically downloading predator drones, which are basically complete constructs of the predator drone, downloaded into a psychotronic crystal, which are then downloaded into any MI5 agent I see, which then eat their life force, produce more predator drones, and in the process turn their life force into something which gives them cancer, causes their cells to self-suicide, gives them strokes, causes the complete blockage of their brain and mind, blocking their SMA so that their mind is cut off from their brain, and downloading the drone program, which is, as in the Mickey Rourke Angel Heart film, the program so that they subconsciously, unconsciously destroy everyone and everything they hold dear before they kill themselves. Basically, the Berezovsky program, which has now been fully implemented in Berezovsky and is now being fully downloaded into all the Jewish banksters, Rothschilds, who have decided to try and strike me down, and has been downloaded into all the Israelis who want to start World War III and spread Cobalt-60 over the planet by insanely dropping nuclear bunker busters onto cobalt centrifuges, which will then cause the death of the Middle East and Europe. More info about that on forthcoming Rents.com radio shows. As you can see from the DIA documents, telekinesis, the ability to move things in minute amounts, as you saw from the documents, Kalugina could move objects around the table. You don't need to have this high level of telekinesis to burst a blood vessel in the Duke of Kent's brain and give him a stroke, or to change the DNA in the Queen so that her immune system is irreparably damaged by basically destroying the genes for the Queen's immune system so that any infectious disease strikes her down, or going into Berezovsky and cutting off his SMA, downloading the suicide program, and then destroying the electrical signals in his heart using telekinesis. You might say, how can you produce electrical signals to subvert the brain? Because remember, the brain is electrical signals. How can you subvert the electrical signals in the heart? Well, simply put, a quartz crystal, when squeezed, will produce a very strong electric spark enough to light a fire. If you have a quartz crystal that is subject to the mind of a remote viewer, this then automatically produces a complete representation of the mind of the remote viewer in the crystal. This is electrical signals. These electrical signals can then be used to block out the SMA of a target and input your own mind into a target to get them to self-suicide and kill off, like Berezovsky, all he loved and desired. Or you can then download the mapping of your entire body, because you can biolocate your entire biophysical body, which has a representation of your physical body, into a crystal to produce the signal for the electrical signals in the heart. And you can then produce the antiphase signal in order to jam the signals to the heart to cause a heart attack. Or you can produce the electrical signals to damage, overstimulate, burn out the insular cortex in the brain, which controls the heart and automatically gives the victim a heart attack. So you can actually see psychotronicgenerators.com is the optimal way to destroy any enemies you have in a totally deniable manner, which isn't covered and will never be covered by any law, because of course this is a silent, deadly way of targeting assholes who are trying to kill you, damage your life, or make you miserable. So my motto is honor the threat and decimate anyone and everybody who gets in your way. This is the only axiom of intelligent life, honoring the threat. If you honor the threat, you survive. If you don't honor the threat, you get killed. And luckily, if you're a normal person who has no power, with 1,000 humans worth of life force, you can now have the capability to join the ranks of a Sign Master Jedi Knight, what the US military was developing in its Jedi program, a super Sign Master Jedi, automatically by having access to psychotronicgenerators.com. Thank you.